What's up?
Hey, Kevin, how are you?
Not much. How are you doing, gentlemen?
We're doing well. This is a Filthy Limper reunion show. For those of you that don't know, throughout season one of Filthy Limper, way back in the day, a year ago, Kev Math provided us the news every week for a quick segment. Me and him also hosted the short-lived Am I Right on the Filthy Limper website. And Kev Math then went on to take a job at Bluff and moved on to bigger and better things. But it's always nice to have a reunion with a friend.
Exactly. And it was the fortunately short-lived, am I right? the idea in general may have been good, but having me on, maybe not the best idea. But anyway, we've all moved forward from that. So I may not be the most scintillating interview after. I was listening to your interviews with Mr. Ari and Mr. Zeidman, and they're both certainly very excellent. So
you're kind of in an unfortunate position, Kevin, because you got to follow two great interviews, but you're a beast anyway, so I'm sure it's going to be fine.
We'll find out at the end of the segment, I guess, how well it went. So,
Mr. Mathers, I just wanted to say hello. Pleasure having you with us.
Nice chatting with you again, Mr. Wright. Holding up fine out here.
Yeah, I'm trying my best. Can't wait to actually have someone legitimate doing some news so they can cut me off here. So thanks for joining us.
Not a problem. Yeah, certainly been sort of interesting news wise, I guess, all over the place, including with you guys. So you guys made the news.
Yeah, let's talk about that a little bit, because you're a newsman, and to be honest with you, we kind of hired a hack after you left. you're a newsman, and this is actually the first time we've made small splashes in the past with like the You Care show and stuff like that, but we made all kinds of outlets. Would you consider it to be a legitimate news story being a poker newsman?
You mean what happened after the Fred got started, or just in general? Because
both.
It's going to be, because I am, as you well know, I am a moderator at 2 Plus 2, a site that gets its share of criticism from many particular individuals, including, Mr. Negrano has had his issues after he was unfairly banned, in my opinion, temporarily, of course. And he's now decided to no longer post there, which, of course, is his decision. I think the issue is why I understand what you guys' issue is that why doesn't 2 plus 2 allow charity threads? Threads about charities, including yours, obviously. And personally, if it was me, if it was my forum, I would probably consider, I would be more open to the idea. Although, like, with, but you can also understand Mason's side is that,
No, I understand both sides, and I'm not looking to rehash the situation. I'm just curious if you consider it legitimate news that us making poker news and all of the stuff with the controversy, is that considered newsworthy? I don't want to debate whether or not the policies of 2 plus 2. I don't really care about, I know the policies. I don't want to debate that with you. I just want to just tell me that we arrived a little bit, Kevin. Come on.
Yeah, it certainly helps when Daniel Brown takes your side on something, and that's, I think if it was anyone else, it probably would not have been as newsworthy. I think that would be a fair point to admit. If it was, I don't know what type of pro would be like the minimum, but Negrano certainly puts it out there. That's why it gets a lot of attention from everywhere else.
So you're saying if 2009 Day 3 chip leader Dimitri Noble made a post, it wouldn't have caused this kind of controversy?
That may be like the bottom. Just about him. Maybe that's sort of like he's like the bubble.
So 2002 Limit Hold'em champion Todd Dandridge will tell us if Something happened like that where...
2005, Kevin. Get your information right.
2005, I'm sorry.
And I think he's saying more like if 2004 Day 5 main event chip leader John Murphy made a thread.
John Murphy. Right. Yeah, John Murphy.
Nice.
Yeah, that's a good poll. He would definitely be... He may be slightly below Dimitri. I mean, Dimitri Nobles is the type of guy that sort of like... He's famous, and then you sort of wonder why he's famous, because he appeared on ESPN once, and he wore his hat upside down, or his visor upside down, and then that's so like he gets run for years for that, and then we've never seen him again. Although I did tweet when I saw he cashed into one of the Daily Deep Stacks at the Rio, I made a tweet about that because I saw it was like his first cash in like forever. So
you're saying we're falling somewhere around 2006 Deep Money main event finisher Eric Molina.
Yeah, you know what? That would definitely be in the money. Eric Molina would definitely be in the money.
Okay, so we finally figured it out. Eric Molina is the level that we're at, and right. through a series of luck, we hit a Daniel Negreanu level.
Right. Yeah. You definitely. Yeah. Like I said, Molina's like the money. I mean, it's like Negreanu's like a final table. Like a winner. He's like a winner. He's like he won the main event. That would be the level of newsworthiness.
Well, you're at Bluff now, so just ship us the Podcast of the Year award, and we'll just get it over with, and then we can move on from there.
Okay, I'll get to work with Michael over at Poker Fuse on that, and he'll get that together.
Kevin, can you, for old time's sake, hit us with some news?
I guess I could sort of work out some news. I wasn't exactly prepared, but I mean, I could certainly work up some stuff. I guess you know the sort of the big tournament that's going on in the world today is it's day 1A of the Partouche Poker Tour main event over in Cannes. They have it's an 8,500 euro buy-in. So you have 2 day ones for free entry. 8,500 euro is 5 million euro guaranteed, which is definitely one of the bigger events on the European tournament circuit, obviously. Unfortunately, there's not a lot of English updates because it's France, you know, they, for whatever reason. It's sort of like, it's really hard to get information, which sort of sucks. But anyway, I know something a little more, I guess more, is that's recent, but at least we have some up information on it. Last Friday was the huge 2 million Hong Kong dollar super high roller event in Macau, which they got 73 players for that. And, you know, for those who don't want to convert the currency, it's 2 million Hong Kong dollars is over 256,000 is U.S. And some guy won that. I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but he won like 6.5 million U.S., which is certainly a pretty nice cash, obviously. And it's like almost winning the main event. And he did, and he won that in about 13 hours. So that was certainly noteworthy from the past weekend. What else is there going on? This is like if not preparing. So I mean, any of you gentlemen have questions for me? That maybe it'd be better if I answer some questions instead of trying to come up with news. Or
Kevin, you played the main event this year.
Yes, I did play the main event.
Why don't you walk us through that experience? For those of you that don't know, not only is Kevin a news reporter, but he is a wildly aggressive multitasking poker player as well. Tell us how your main event experience was.
The main event experience was certainly interesting. I played on day 1D. I'm so fucked up today. I played day 1C. There was no 1D this year. Played 1C, and I raised my free Twitter in 2+2, and I got my 10,000. I made it almost. I sort of had a goal if I can get to day 2, that would be pretty nice. Unfortunately, I did not. I got within half an hour of making that goal, and I decided to ship with queens and then run to someone with aces, and that was pretty much the extent of my main event. My high point was like very early on when I may have got like the just over starting stack, but after that, I pretty much lost every hand I played. Which was not a lot of fun. Obviously, I was basically went out of whatever at showdown, to use some PokerStars terminology there. But, I mean, it was definitely. I mean, it was definitely fun to play the main event. You know, it's sort of like one of those bucket list things that a lot of poker players have, and I was definitely fortunate enough for that. The table was all right, and it felt good to be like part of the experience inside the ropes instead of my usual outside the ropes, or where I usually am way far away from the ropes when I'm at home. So it was definitely an experience I certainly appreciate having at least once in my life.
I'm guessing that's the only 10K you've ever played, right?
That's the only 10K I've ever played. Probably be the only one I'll ever play. But
you're not gonna do it again next year?
Yeah, I mean, I would consider it. It's sort of hard because basically it's not like I'm gonna come up with $10,000 of my own dollars. I don't have that, and it feels sort of. I mean, I certainly don't mind because I mean, a lot of the people who purchased stakes, I mean, they bought like they bought their 1%, which was sort of nice, but it was sort of a hassle. On that Sunday, you know, trying to get all the money together, and I would probably play maybe some of the braces events. You know, the other braces, you know, like the 1K, the 1500s. And I did play a 1K as well at this year's WSOP, and I did make it to the end of the level. So that tells you how that experience went. So we'll see, you know, we'll sort of see how things go in the coming months, but I'm sure going to be playing my share of much more buying events as I can.
Kevin, how's everything going for you at Bluff? You've been there probably, I want to say, 6 months now, maybe a little bit longer?
About 6 months now. And, it's definitely, I mean, I'm definitely enjoying my my stay just go around at Bluff. My title is poker information manager, which is definitely a lot better than what I was doing last time when I was doing the writing. And writing has sort of been one of those things where maybe not be my strong suit, where I'm probably better as like, you know, gathering information and, you know, upload, you know, getting results and those sort of fun things that's more behind the scenes and helping with the with Bluff's Player of the Year standings and, you know, getting, you know, checking results and fun stuff like that. That's definitely something I've definitely enjoyed the experience, and hopefully this will go a lot longer than the first go around.
Yeah, I hope so, Kevin. I hope you wind up making a long and successful career out of it. I you're one of the few people that I always wish nothing but huge success for. So let me ask you this. Being an expert on poker, how do you feel you did in all of your fantasy drafts of the WSOP this year?
The one that I did with you, I sort of started off really well, but I sort of shit the bed, so to speak. I didn't take a look at the final results in our league, but I didn't make the money apparently, so that sort of showed you how that went. But I did do one with various poker media, $100 league, and I actually won that. Yeah, I cashed. I won that pretty easily. It helps when you get the first pick and you take Ivy. I sort of realized that.
Yeah, freaking Ivy, like, man! I was so on the fence about Ivy this year, and I just said forget it. And the guy winds up just crushing the year of his life at the World Series.
Yeah, it was definitely. I mean. It's definitely the best, one of the best series anyone's ever had without winning a bracelet. You know, it was just like there was that period when you were just like making final table after final table, and that was just, you know, it was like you got so close a bunch of times to actually winning another bracelet. And, you know, you would run into someone and like Andy Frankenberger, who, if you spoke to anyone in the poker community and it was like Phil Ivey versus Andy Frankenberger heads up, you know, obviously pretty much everyone's going to take Phil Ivey. And, of course, you know, Frankenberger's one of those players that sort of doesn't get a lot of respect in the poker community, I've noticed, because he makes a bunch of, non-standard plays would be the right way to put it. And, but, you know, he's definitely had...
I mean, let's just say, everybody thinks he's a fish, but the guy's been crushing tournaments all over the world for a consistent amount of time now.
Right.
So you can't really say, oh, he's just a lucky rich donk. I mean, the guy obviously has something figured out.
Yeah, I definitely agree with you there. It's you know, it's hard to, you know, it's hard to, you know, badmouth someone who's got one player of the year in the WPT. You know, he's won bracelets the last 2 years, and you know, he's, you know, done well on made for TV events. So it's, you know, eventually he'll get that respect, but it's going to be very begrudging.
Kevin, are you doing any traveling coming up, or are you pretty much at your home base for this foreseeable future?
Well, there is going to be one. Yeah, I mean, pretty much for the foreseeable future, unfortunately, I'm going to be at the home base. But there is one event that I'm looking forward to. Is I'm going to be in your neck of the woods.
The Deep Stack?
Yeah, Deep Stack's national championship. It starts Black Friday. I believe that's the 23rd of November, running through December 4th. And fortunately, I've been named a host, quote unquote, for the November 28th event, which is a $500 buy-in event, $75,000 guarantee. That's, you know, I'm sort of rooting that a whole bunch of players, people show up for that, because it was.
You're hosting that event?
I am hosting.
All right, Kevin, you know what that means, right?
What does it?
Kevin Wright? Sure. It means we're going to have to go and play in that one, absolutely. I was planning on boycotting that series.
Right. Well, I thought you would. Why would you boycott the Mohegan Sun? Is it just
because they're awful and they're, well? Do you, answer me this question: is the Deep Stack going to actually be run by the Mohegan Sun, or are they bringing in an outside team like the WSOP circuit does?
I'm sure there will probably be a few people that will be running. I mean, I guess running it, because I know Chris Spears, someone who's their tournament director. You know, he's done several of the Deep Stacks events, you know, around the country, you know, especially like in Reno. I believe, you know, he's assisting in at the one that was in Niagara Falls earlier this year.
You heard they fired Rick?
No, I didn't know that. That's sort of interesting. That would be why I have sent him emails and he has not responded back. That would explain.
Yeah, they fired him not too long ago. That's one of the reasons why I boycott Mohegan Sun.
Last week, yeah, they got rid of him.
Ah. That's interesting.
But since your name is attached to it and you're hosting it, I guarantee you I will play that event and I'll probably win it. Just saying.
That's right. Yeah. If it's me and you heads up, I'll let you have the trophy.
You get to play in the event that you're hosting. Is that how that works?
Yeah, I will be playing that event. You know, they fortunately they're gonna hook me up with that, which is of course very nice, and because it'd be sort of hard for me to consider putting up $500 in an event that I'd probably be very minus EV, and I've never been at Mohegan Sun personally. I mean, you would know that way. You would know.
Listen, Kevin. I've seen you play, and I've played, I don't know, thousands of tournaments at Mohegan Sun. You're not minus EV in that tournament. It's a plus EV tournament for you.
All right. Well, that's encouraging, because I certainly would like to at least be hang around for a while playing in the event that I host. That would be sweet, and
you'll be fine. There is literally it's as if you walked into a time machine and landed in 2004 when you sit down with the players there.
So it's sort of like Foxwoods then.
Yeah, exactly. not the toughest competition you'll face. So don't worry about it.
All right. Well, you know, I love to worry, but that's gonna be fun. I mean, that's gonna be a fun series, and you know, their main event. You know, on the 1st of December, is a $2,500 buy-in, $500,000 guaranteed prize pool, which again, which would be pretty sweet if you know, they get a huge field for that. And I believe they're going to plan to, you know, purchase some airtime and air the final table locally in your area. So, you know, if you or Kevin can be fortunate enough to make a deep run of the final table, you can appear on TV.
Why don't you put the word in for the commentary team, KevMath? You know that we know the game and the people and the area and all that, man. Just give them a little nudge. Say, hey, the boys from Filthy Limper can probably call the action on this, no problem, real cheap.
Well, I mean, I think they have a couple people lined up with that, with Joel Stapleton and Tristan Wade. So,
oh, Jesus. There's no way we're competing with that.
Yeah, they are definitely
tough. I thought it was going to be some bullshit on like Fox Sports New England or something. I didn't know they were going legit with it.
We can go like all Tanya Harding on these guys. I mean, did I say that out loud? I'm sorry.
I didn't hear anything. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Well, listen, Kevin, I appreciate it. I know that we don't talk as much as we used to because people get busy, they go their separate ways, but I do consider you one of the good guys and a true friend, and I appreciate you carving out time to reunite with me and Kevin and give us the news once again. It's like, just like, feels like old times.
Yeah, it does, and it's sort of like, yeah, it was definitely fun chatting with you and Kevin as always. And I did make my donation to the foundation.
Yes, I was
the 2222 as you the clever donation I believe you choose. when I made it.
I knew that it was Kevin, but again, I was kind of sketchy on saying the names. But now, the guys over at the foundation actually on the fly edited the their donation form with a checkbox asking if you would like your name read or not, so that I know, and anybody who checks it, I'll read it in the future. But yeah, KevMath made a very generous donation to the 22Q Foundation this morning, and it's really appreciated.
Well, I was glad to help you guys out, especially since you're hoping to go 50 hours on this. That would definitely be, I felt I had to at least make some sort of contribution besides appearing, helping to fill a few minutes with you guys. So I may make another donation for the old PayPal later, maybe tomorrow or something. But it's definitely, the effort's certainly appreciated. And of course, there's a lot of these disease, the 22Q thing. It's definitely something that a lot of people have not heard of, and anything that will bring out awareness is definitely a good thing. But on any disease, no matter how big or small. So I'm glad you're putting the effort in, and hopefully you'll raise your goal. Goal of 10,000, I believe, is the goal.
We don't really have a goal. Whatever we raise is more than they had before we started, and we're already almost at 2,000. So we're going to keep plugging along, and I'm sure that whatever we wind up with will be the maximum amount that our users can donate, and it's going to be much appreciated no matter what. If we hit 10,000, that's a wonderful number, and those guys are going to be thrilled with that. But if we don't, hey, we're just giving the effort. We're actually, I think that what are we, about a quarter of the way done with this?
Yes, sir. Just a little past 25%.
And also, I guess I didn't mention it earlier, Lon Cigar texted me, and he has pledged $100 as well.
Oh, awesome. So
add that to the kitty.
I'll add it to the kitty. And KevMath, thank you again so much. We really appreciate it. And
thanks, Kevin, for being on.
If anything newsworthy happens while we're on the air, promise me that we can get you back on to discuss it here before I see tweets that, hey, I'm going on this radio in 5 minutes and this one in 25 minutes and everybody gets the scoop on us. Promise me, at least for the window of time that we're doing this show, that we get the scoop.
And when you say newsworthy, I've heard the rumor on the street is ADZ has just woken up. So you never know.
Anything that you would consider catastrophic poker news, if something happens, we can get the KevMath exclusive.
I'll make you the promise that if I appear on any sort of radio, podcast, whatever, in the next 37.5 hours or so, it will be with you guys.
Awesome. We got the exclusive rights to KevMath, y'all.
Thanks a lot, Kev. It's always a pleasure.
Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you, gentlemen. And hopefully I'll see you late November.
We'll see you there, buddy. Thanks.
Definitely will.
Take care. Yeah, peace.
Talk to you later.